This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I ask you the weirdest question that I'll ask all day? I'm gonna get it out of the way right now. You ready? When was the last time you punched somebody in the face? Have you ever? Kayla Jo Walker?
Yes. Between my senior year of high school and college. I punched a girl in the face. And I'm not proud of this, but she deserved it. Her name is Mandy Manley.
She deserved it.
My friend Mimi got really drunk at a party and was like, she got blackout drunk and convinced her that she should take all of her clothes off. And then they shamed her and Mandy beat her up at a party. And I was like, and I didn't like this girl to begin with. And so I confronted her at the beach and said, what's your problem? Like, you were supposed to be friends with my friend Mimi and you did that to her. Why would you shame her like that? And then hurt her. And then she started cursing at me and all this stuff. So I punched her.
Was the girl that you punched the blackout drunk naked girl?
No, that's my friend Mimi.
That was Kayla.
Who made a mistake.
That wouldn't be very nice.
No, that's my friend Mimi who made a mistake. And so I punched Mandy Manley.
When was the last time then that you were therefore punched in the face?
I never got punched in the face.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been punched in the face, and I'm sure I have. I mean, I've boxed and done kickboxing and stuff like that.
Count.
That doesn't count. I'm talking about knuckles to flesh.
I have.
Been punched in the face?
Yeah. By my ex's wife.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I was like, oh my God, if we're talking about a domestic.
No.
And then the bit went horribly sideways.
It is still domestic, though.
Yeah, but not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that. When was the last time you punched somebody in the face?
It was probably that same fight.
Because with respect and love, I know you have.
Honestly, I'm putting my money on Jess because I feel like you could scrap.
I'm not fighting Jess. Are you for Spencer? Would you fight Jess? I mean, all things being equal.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I know Spencer.
You'd lose.
Maybe. But I'd go down swinging.
I don't know. He's fast. And he's a runner. And he's in shape. Don't let the height fool you. Just being light on your feet that'll help you win.
You got the reach, though.
Hit me
before I get in the room.
When was the last time you punched somebody in the face? Because I know you have to.
It was a road rage incident maybe about 12, 15 years ago.
Mm. As a fully formed adult?
Dude, I was driving a Miata. I'm not proud of that, but I had a red one that was convertible, and it was sporty. And some dude was I don't know what happened. But anyway,
I never thought that went to violence. I thought that was just close.
So at the Putters, at like Durango and something, we end up nose to nose. He gets out of his car, comes out, and I'm stuck in a Miata with no top. So I've either got to get out of the car or drive away.
Just eat one, yeah.
So I get out of the car, and somehow football came into play, and I got underneath his shoulders.
Nice.
Got him onto the asphalt and pummeled him.
When was the last time you got punched?
I can't remember a time I've been punched in the face.
I can't either. I got punched in the throat by a girl when I was like 7. She stole my cup.
Okay.
And I wanted it back.
And she punched you in the throat.
And I wanted it back, and she punched me in the throat for it. And I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that's a dangerous move.
My 21st birthday. I knocked 2 guys out. I'm not proud of it.
Oh, in the
it
bar.
Just, yeah, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, bar bathroom.
Birthday?
Bar bathroom, yeah.
Oh.
We were obviously, it was my 21st birthday. And a buddy of mine was DJing. And I went in the bathroom, and these guys were complaining about the music. And I said, well, if you hate it so much, why don't you just leave? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And literally, that was all it was. And I probably should have just shut up. But it was just one of those things, and it just comes out. And then I sensed the guy coming up behind me. And I literally just turned and swung.
Oh, wow.
And then his buddy was like, you knocked out my friend. That same thing. He came up, I swung again. And two for two. And I went and got my friends and said, we should leave.
And that was it.
Now, after I punched this guy and I got out of the situation, I got in the car and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, you still got it.
Bro, yeah.
At the same time, I'm going, what is wrong with you? So it was like an angel and a devil on each shoulder going, hey, good job, buddy. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, I had survivor's guilt. I was really concerned that, you know, well, because of my power and, you know, strength and manliness that, no, but I was really worried that I hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, and so I called my buddy. I don't know. I must have called him the next day because this was like pre-cell phone.
Yeah.
And all that. And I called him the next day. He's like, what happened? I knocked those two guys out. Yeah, they had to bring the cops came.
He's like, yeah, I know. I lost my DJ gig. Thanks a lot, pal.
No. He was like that. He goes, I didn't know if that was you or not, but he goes, I noticed you guys left quick. But he's like, you're covered. He's like, you're good. Nobody. I don't know. It was a weird thing. It popped up in that DJ, you know, the morning DJ chat,
like chat
thing.
Room thing.
Yeah. So a lot of people have punched, but not a lot of people have been punched. And like I said, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I'm sure I have, but I don't remember it.
No.
Like it wasn't a big deal. Well, that was nice. See, like I said, just the weirdest question I was going to ask you today. And I wanted to get it off my chest. And then away we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! On Golden Knight Game Days, I regret sometimes starting the show and it feels like that's all we talk about. But man, did they just pile up all the really big games on us at the beginning of the year?
Seems that way.
Nashville in town tonight. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's almost like thank God Ottawa's coming to town later on this week.
Not good.
It's all really intense for the first part of the year. Are you going again?
Not unless
you're waiting for the ticket fairy.
Yeah, the ticket fairy drops one on me, then I'll.
Well, we put it out there in the universe.
Thank you for doing that.
I now really want you to go to the games even more than I would want me to go to the games for free. It just seems like something that we should keep going.
We're building on something.
Yeah.
So feel free, ticket fairy.
As he holds his hands to the sky, are you Kayla, are you an impulse buyer? I can't imagine you're an impulse shopper.
Not too much, no. I will definitely go shopping. I just won't buy things, if that makes sense.
Are you an impulse shopper? Oh, you, Lil Jess.
I would say so.
But you talked about the other day, too, that you went in. Didn't you go into, like, Target last week?
Yeah.
You grabbed a bunch of stuff, and then you went and put it all back.
Yeah, that was a proud moment for me. Because sometimes I'll just go shopping because I don't know why. Because
you want to touch things. I do the same thing. Yeah,
and then I'll end up walking out with like $50, $60 of junk.
That is Target, though. You go in for one thing and you walk out with $150 worth of things.
I don't like the idea of stores going away. It bums me out that malls are disappearing, and I get why. I haven't been.
Yeah.
I'm not as supportive as I might be. But the idea that you could just go in and go, hey, I like that, and I can see it, and it fits, and everything. That's kind of going away.
But like the Best Buy stuff, oh man, look what I could do with this. Oh my God, look how great that looks.
I don't know that they'll ever go away. Best Buy, maybe.
The
I don't know. They
stores?
Seem pretty strong.
Yeah, maybe.
I just gave him the kiss of death. How much do you think the average American spends on impulse purchases? Let's play high low really quick. Kayla, start.
Per year?
Yeah, per year.
Five grand.
Look at her. Look at her mathematical mind start churning. I love that. Lower.
Yeah. Ooh.
$2,500.
Closer and lower.
$1,800.
Higher.
$2,000.
Higher.
$2,250.
No, you know what? We'll do this all day. It's $24.29 a year on impulse purchases. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like $200 a month.
Yeah.
And we buy half of the stuff online. Half of the stuff we buy now is online. Right. The top website for impulse buys, Amazon. Because you go across and you go, oh, well, this is just $40.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But next thing you know, you bought five of those. The five most common impulse purchases that we make are clothing, again, duh. In fact, I have had to ban myself from buying gear for my favorite sports teams. I have to.
You have to cut yourself off.
I have five different pairs of Seahawks shoes. Stop it. Stop it.
That's very funny.
I have T-shirts that I'll never wear. It's insane. Yeah. So clothing, food. See, once you put food into the mix.
I get that.
Now I'm in trouble.
I leave here and I'm like, I want Taco Bell.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's just an impulse. I don't need it or want it. I do want it. But yeah.
Effing Roberto's.
Totally impulse. Oh.
Yeah, my wife. Can I bring home tacos? No, I just ate. But you can bring home tacos. Okay, I'm going to bring home tacos. Okay, will you give me a carne asada quesadilla? Oh. Okay, so clothing, food, shoes.
Yeah, shoes.
Yeah.
Impulse buying on drinks at bars. Let me buy you one. Yes. Or, you know, or I'll have another.
Let me get a quick shot real quick.
And jewelry. Do you buy jewelry? You impulse buy jewelry?
Not typically. I mean, if it's fun jewelry that I know is only going to be this season, then yes, I'll buy it. But usually it's because it's like $2.
Goes back to Spence's point. Gadgets, video games. Those, you know, Best Buy. Yeah. Look what I could do with this. And event tickets. I am a sucker for event tickets, too. Mm-hmm. We're going, and I'll overpay. I will overpay to get good seats.
Yep. Same.
For my friend.
No, we did that like when we were in D.C., and there just happened to be a Caps game. And we're like, oh, let's get the tickets.
Yep.
So I get that, especially you're out of town.
No, I'm in, and if I'm in town, and or like, if, for example, we go to Seattle. Huskies are playing, University of Washington's playing Oregon Saturday. And I'm part of the reason why I'm going to Seattle, though, is I have an event Saturday night. But the Husky-Oregon game's at 12:30. I almost did.
It's not an impulse buy if you talk about it on Tuesday. Now, when you get there Saturday and buy those tickets, then it'll be an impulse buy.
Exactly.
And they talk about stuff that we regret. Clothes we don't need.
Yes.
We just talk about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Food and drinks that you order out because you go, oh, fat. expensive gadgets. Spence,
that you never use.
How funny. Shoes. And then cheap gadgets, the stuff you buy because it's cheap and it doesn't win, then it doesn't work and it breaks. You go, why did I buy this stupid thing?
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to. I bought a, I call it a Mophie. You know what I mean? Just a phone recharger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bought a Captain America shield because remember when I was in that Captain America phase and I loved everything Captain America? And so I bought America. This cheap Chinese Mophie that I swear to you burned my hand. I have a scar on my hand.
Oh my God.
From where this thing got hot and it burned me and never charged my phone. It's terrible. Vacations, video games, and too many Uber rides.
Oh, never regret vacations.
Yeah, no, but the problem is you spend. You start because I'm on vacation.
Oh, well, because I'm on vacation. Yeah. I'll just spend.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not real money. It's foreign money.
It's vacation money.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're elsewhere. Out of town.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things
on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla wanted to get deep on this one. Not that one. Let's do it. Ah, yes. Here we go. Kayla chose this one today. And I went, that's cool. Now I don't have to do it. If you could call yourself 10 years ago, so on October 15th, 2009, if you could call yourself 10 years ago and speak for 15 seconds, what would you say? Stop impulse buying Roberto's, fatty.
Yeah.
That's
what I
was saying. That might be. This is hard for me because the last 10 years have been pretty good. I don't know that there's so much I've needed to avoid.
Yeah, but there's got to be like two or three things that you could or push yourself to. It's not necessarily warning you to be away from something, but push yourself further into earlier, maybe.
Now, for instance, hey, buddy. Only $2,500. The cannabis market is going to be huge someday.
Ooh.
They'll never legalize it.
You know what? You just took mine. That's it. Buy. 10 years ago, buy Amazon stock. Buy every, because Amazon wasn't out the
wasn't big then.
Wasn't
or yet.
Through the roof then. Yeah, buy Amazon. That's mine. Buy Amazon stock. What's Amazon? Shut up.
Yeah. give me all you've got.
Yeah. Am I talking back? Because then I'm going to blow the whole 15 seconds right there. I'll have too many questions.
All right.
Can you come up with it off the top of your head?
Yes. 10 years ago, I was a junior in college. Sophomore in college. So I would have said, hey, do not get a degree in mathematics. You are going to do nothing with that degree. So go into something that you're actually going to use, like communications, or drop out of college altogether because you're wasting your money. Bye.
Bye.
She did it so nicely, too.
Hang up. 10 years ago, Spence?
Yeah, the cannabis thing.
The cannabis thing's good.
Smart.
I had a buddy, $2,500 to get in, and I'm like, they're not going to legalize the federal government, which, by the way, still hasn't. But it's still
but you don't need
a burgeoning thing, especially in this town.
Yeah, get your money and get out.
Idiot.
For sure.
Be high right now and rich.
I don't think you should use your supply. Isn't that like the number one rule of being a dealer?
I'd have a.
You'd be high on the show?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you still do the show?
No, I'd be asleep.
You wouldn't do the show?
I think if any of us were multimillionaires, we may not do the show.
Yeah, you would be high right now and asleep with an impulse buy of Roberto's.
Yeah.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You have 15 seconds to call your, former you, 2009 you, has 15 seconds to talk to present day you.
Yes.
Right?
2019 you could talk to 2009 you.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's how it works. 2019 you talks to 2009 you for 15 seconds. What do you say? JJ, on your mark, get set, go.
Move to Las Vegas and listen to the morning zoo.
That's right.
Ah, and
it. And in 2009, it was still the morning zoo.
Yeah, it was.
That's right. Uber RJ, 15 seconds, go.
Invest and protect yourself in many ways.
Above and below the belt, I believe is what he 15 seconds for you, Hannah in Northdown. Go.
I would say don't sell Peapod.
Who's Peapod?
She's an old horse of mine.
Aww. What happened to Peapod?
Yeah.
Well, I bought her originally with the intent to sell her and just kind of flip her, and I did. So she lives in Santa Barbara on the polo field.
But you loved her. You loved her. Don't sell Peapod. Chris in Northtown, hey, you got 15 seconds. What do you tell yourself?
Invest in Bitcoin and sell at the peak.
Yeah, find it. Yeah, find the height. Here's the height. Get out.
Yeah.
Get in and get out. I love that. Most of us don't. I'm not even going to hit the clock anymore. Most of us don't even need that. DLK and Blue Diamond, what does 2019 you tell 2009 you?
Don't take everything so seriously and stop worrying about what everyone else thinks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very smart and mature.
2019 me needs to tell 2019 me.
Exactly, you know, right?
Jessica Lombardo in Northtown. 2019 you tells 2009 you what?
In 2017, listen to your mind, listen to your internal voice, and if you are, when you're going through that depression, tell yourself, do not take that next prescription.
Don't do it. Only have 15 seconds. Smart. Yeah, don't do it. And then Landry in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
2019 you tells 2009 you what?
Make up an excuse. Do not go to your brother-in-law's bachelor party because you'll end up in jail.
Yeah, that's probably. I'm just only.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Lil Jess just said that Thomas is still on hold and just has a question, wants to say hello. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, buddy. We're doing good. Say hi to Kayla and Spence.
Well, hi, Kayla and Spence. How are you?
Good,
hi,
Thomas.
We're great. Thank you.
So Lil Jess just says that you called with a question. What's the question?
Yeah, you stated earlier that you had all these shirts that you were not going to wear, so my son is a Seattle Seahawks fan, so I was calling to see if you had any Seattle Seahawks shirts you want to give away.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, though, that you just even you saying that gave me anxiety. I was like, the idea of parting with them.
You're like your children.
I've purged the drawers like twice, and one time went back out into the garage and went, I can't do it. I brought them back in.
That's funny.
And I brought them back in. I don't know. I'm going through in my head right now, which ones I would be willing to part with, and I can come up with a really BS reason to keep all of them.
Yeah, of course.
What size is he? What size is he? I might be off the hook here. What size is he?
He's large.
Oh, see, these are XLs.
Yeah,
couldn't possibly work.
Yeah, no reason to get rid of him.
Sorry about that, brother. I'm sorry. But go Hawks. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you guys take care.
If you know what, keep Thomas's number. Then someday I might be able to break down.
Yeah, right.
Keep Thomas's number. Just so we might do that. Oh my! Seriously, I'm uptight. Just the thought of it, and I literally have an entire dresser full of T-shirts that I wear the same four shirts.
Yeah, and your favorite ones.
But I have a bajillion others that I never...
There's a reason that you bought them, and I'm always attached to that specific reason. I have so many shirts that I've kept from... And I'm a purger. Like, I'm like, get rid of them. I don't care. But the shirts that I keep all have meaning behind them. I'm like, I remember that specific moment and why I have that shirt.
For me, it's not that. It's just I feel like I have so much Golden Knights stuff. I totally get it. I can't get rid of any of it.
Yeah, just the thought of it.
Yeah.
It's just,
by the way, that's only for the last two and a half years. Mm-hmm. We're talking a lifetime of being a Seahawk fan. Totally different.
I don't like this at all. No. I don't like this conversation at all.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day. Usually we just talk about how airlines suck.
Yeah.
So it's nice that this happened. High school cross country team promotion city, New Jersey. Spent 2 years doing fundraisers. 2 years. To build up towards this event.
Wow.
They were saving up for a trip to Orlando this month. And then at the last minute, it all goes out the window. They were heading to an event called the Disney Cross Country Classic. All 79 students, 79 of them, were at the airport in Philly. Their flight got delayed, then their flight got canceled. The airline that they were on, smaller one, not Allegiant. Nah, you know what I mean? Cover off the home folks.
Gotcha.
Smaller airline. But anyway, they didn't have any other flights that would get them to Orlando on time. This was around 8 o'clock at night last Thursday. By 10 p.m., the coaches had decided to let them all know that the trip was not going to happen. Aww. And they were going to go home. What the coaches did not know is that the students had been all over social media looking for help and sending tweets to a bunch of different airlines. And it turns out that somebody was paying attention to Delta's Twitter and got a hold of the corporate office. A Delta employee, literally, as they are about to scatter and go home. I mean, this whole thing was seconds away from just fully falling apart. I've got chills. This is so cool. A Delta employee walks up to the group, told them that corporate got in touch and that they had a solution. They were sending the private plane that Delta reserves for pro sports teams and political campaigns. You know, that somebody can buy that.
No.
And they got them to Orlando just in time. They didn't take off until 4 o'clock in the morning. They got an hour of sleep at their hotel. The event started at 10 a.m. But they were so pumped that they still did really, really well, and they won a bunch of medals. And they got Delta Airlines to thank for it. So all's well that ends well.
Neat.
And usually we just hear about airlines suck, and sometimes they do. But in this case, nice job.
Way to go, Delta.
That was
nice
great.
Job. Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ready? Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Offhand comments lead to fiery reactions on the Chet Buchanan Show. In fact, I harbored a secret fantasy of playing some sort of, you know, car screech sound effect and just stopping the song right in the middle because we were launching into full-on conversation. And I had to, let's save it for the show. Okay, let's save it for the show. Hang on, let's save it for the show. Kayla kept going. It was like, Kayla, no. And she was like, but I want to talk about it now. But I want to talk about it now. No, and what's really funny is I think we've all been thinking it in the back of our minds. Spence, please restart with what you just said a second ago.
Basically,
without
this,
the cursing.
This woman on TikTok posts a video of how they make the Panera mac and cheese.
Yeah.
They put the bag in the boiling water, whatever, and then they open it up, and it's steaming hot. And I don't care because it's friggin' delicious.
Oh, well,
so
then,
good.
And then the one that went viral is the guy talking over it. Is the guy's talking over it? He's like, "Oh, look what they do at Panera. That's how they make their homemade mac and cheese." Whatever he says,
yeah.
And he's like, "Oh no!" They put it in the water. He's like, "Oh no!" And it's like, and then supposedly, the woman who posted it got fired.
Yeah,
and which, by the way.
Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably shouldn't do that. But the real question, what, again, let me go back. What was the question you asked? The
question is, do you really care if that's how it's made?
Do you care if that's how they make that?
Their mac and cheese is the bomb.
Right?
I don't care.
Right, so do you care? Do you want to know how the sausage is made? No, not me.
I think the controversy is because everyone thinks that Panera is fresh.
Well, you thought wrong.
But that's the whole thing. Is like, I'm like, just because they make their bread fresh doesn't mean that everything else is
that way. By the
way,
that's pre-made too, because you have to pre-make, the dough and proof the dough and everything. It's not like you can make bread in 10 minutes.
Well, then their cookies are fresh because I go in there sometimes at 8 o'clock at night to get a muffy, and they've already gone out of all their muffies.
Wow, to get a what?
A muffy, the tops of the muffins where they sell just the tops.
A muffin top.
Yeah, they call it a muffy.
They call it a
muffy.
I know it's called a muffy.
Do you just call it a muffy?
No, it's called a muffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like something you would do. Because you would just call it a muffy and you'd try and make it stick.
No, it's called a muffy there. And they're always out of them. They're like, oh, yeah, we only have a certain amount per day. So I know they make those fresh.
Right. But all of that's not. So what? But the question is, do you care?
No, it doesn't bother me with the mac and cheese.
It's Stouffer's. You
know what I mean? They make it to be made that way.
You don't want them to have a big ass pot. You don't want a big pot of mac and cheese in the back.
That's true. Yeah.
Seriously. You know what that's like at your house? When you make mac and cheese and it sits on the stove for a couple 3 hours?
Yeah.
It's bad. You don't want that?
A couple 10 minutes and it's like, I'm not sure about this.
You don't want that. I'm telling you, you don't
want it.
That's a good
point.
Yeah.
You
think you want it. And, okay, well, why can't they just make it fresh? Do you want to sit in Panera for 15 minutes? No, because it'll seem like 45. And then you'll be on social complaining. I had to wait 45 minutes. No, you didn't, ma'am. Your receipt says 10. I want to speak to your manager.
Okay, Karen.
Yes, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen. Next customer, please. Yeah, we don't care.
No.
All right. You know what we do care about?
I'm fine with it.
What?
You know what we do care about? Nightmare on Q Street tickets. And Chet Buchanan Show shirts to wear at Nightmare on Q Street. You'll get the joke when you get... Well, okay, I'll tell you what the joke is. It's our sister station's concert down the hall. They asked us if we wanted tickets. And I said, I love Ja Rule. I was like, yes. Let's get, but wear Chet Buchanan Show shirts just because.
For another radio
just
station today.
Because
which
it's
is just funny.
It's silly. Would you like to play Think Fast? 702-364-9898. Now, understand. If somebody was wearing a Q100.5 shirt at our event, I'd be so mad. I would be furious. Throw them out. I would hate it. But this sounds funny to me.
It does.
When it's our people wearing our shirts, oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
When it's them doing it to us, no way.
No.
You're evil.
You should lose it. Okay, so maybe you get the shirts and you just keep them to yourself for later. Don't wear them tonight.
I really want you to, though.
Sort of. Take pictures and then put your hoodie on.
We're promoting their thing on the air. Well, at least we can do is promote sort our of. Stuff there at their event.
Exactly.
That's perfectly fair.
All right, you want the tickets? You want the shirts? Just gotta play our silly little game called Think Fast, where even if you lose, you win. 702-364-9898.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so excited about playing Think Fast that I wish I was playing. You know what I'm saying? But somebody's got to host it, so it's got to be me. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Shara Brisbane from Silverado Ranch.
Shara, here's how it works. I'm just gonna give you a statement. I'll tell you the letter that the item starts with and something about it. You just yell out your answer. Whoever yells out the first thing that makes sense gets the point. So hang on, let me make a
Perfect.
Scoreboard.
All right.
Do you want to keep score, Kayla?
Yes.
Kayla likes to keep score. I realize I need to stay in my lane.
And I'm the scorekeeper.
You are the scorekeeper.
Stay in your lane, bro.
I am the host.
Thank
and
you.
And that's how it works. And I know this makes you happy.
Yes.
He likes graphs and charts and whatnot.
Oh, to God. Mm-hmm. This may take a second. Yeah, can we speed this along?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ever so slightly. And Shara. Sherry. Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
I got Sherry.
I don't know why I'm looking at. Hang on again.
Stay in your lane, bro.
I'll be right over here.
She can write down four names and make a column for each chat. She's good.
But she's making sure it's super straight and everything. She got a straight edge to make sure that
it's
the
an
lines
important
were,
job.
Done.
This is what, again, shall I hit the button one more time?
Stay in your lane, bro.
I'm right over here. I'm right here. I'm right here reading this. That's
I'd like to point out the chart's been done for about 25 seconds now. I'd like to point that out, all right?
Damn. You know what? When you're right, you're right. You're right.
Sherry, am I right?
We could be halfway done you with are. This game by now. All right, Sherry, you got the game. You know how it works?
I think so.
Yeah, sure, you got it. It's easy. All right, here's number one. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Ready.
It starts with the letter C and is a type of food that might have holes in it.
Cheese.
Coconut.
Spence gets what? Spence gets the point. Spence gets the point.
Here we go.
It starts with the letter P and is a type of meat that you might find in a taco.
Pork.
Oh. Shara gets the point. Shara is 1-1. It's a type of boat that starts with the letter G.
Gunboat.
I'll give you a gunboat.
It's an assist to Sharon.
I would have also accepted gondola.
What the hell is a gunboat?
A gunboat, like in Nam. Weren't you ever in Nam?
Weren't you ever
watch a Rambo movie? Come on, dude. Gunboat. Kids might use this word that starts with the letter M to make a necklace.
Mom.
Macaroni.
Kayla's on the board. What's the score, Kayla?
Spence has 2. Shira and I are tied with 1. Lil Jess has none.
Come on, Lil Jess. Let's go. Zero. It starts with the letter F, and even though it's made of leather, it's sometimes referred to as a pigskin.
Football.
Spence. Mm. It starts with the letter P and is a seemingly pointless green garnish.
Parsley.
Spence. It starts with the letter C, and it might be where you find a panda.
China.
Spence again. It's a runaway. It starts with the letter H and can be both relaxing and dangerous.
Hand
massage.
What?
Hand massage.
Hand party?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure I could say it, Chet. No,
No answers?
Wait, what?
It starts with the letter H and can be both relaxing and dangerous.
Helium.
Hang gliding.
I was thinking hang gliding.
You know what? I'm gonna give Shara the point.
That's
hang gliding.
Hilarious.
Looking for hammock, but
hammock.
Yeah, and I can't give you hand party.
Oh,
I can't.
It can be dangerous
if you do it right.
I know, but all right. Last one. It starts with the letter N and is hard and despite its size is almost worthless.
Nuts.
No. What'd you say, Shara?
Nuts.
That's right. You and I, Shara. Nuts.
Nickel. I don't know.
Yes. Nickel. And ladies and gentlemen, the final score. A runaway for Spence. How many did Lil Jess have?
None.
This game sucks.
How many did Shara have?
Shara and I were tied with 2 each.
And then how many did Spence have?
5.
Spence is the winner. And fast. Nice job. But Shara, we're going to get you tickets for Nightmare on Q Street and a couple of Chet Buchanan Show shirts. You wear those wherever you want to. We're not advocating for anything.
I wear them proudly.
Good.
I'd be so mad if somebody did that at our show, though. Oh, but you do, you know what? You do you. They're your shirts. You wear them wherever you want. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. I love to see you all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, night's back in the fortress tonight. I mean, tomorrow, right about this time, is going to be ugly. Yeah, we're playing Nashville tonight, so it's a big one.
Go Knights, go.
Folks are fired up. Spence is still waiting for the ticket ferry. If you're out there, Ticket Fairy, your boy would really like to go to the game.
Mm-hmm. I'm burning candles at your at my little shrine to you in my house.
What night do they play Ottawa? Saturday? Friday? Saturday?
It's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah. Oh, well, so you'd obviously rather go to a Tuesday night against Nashville than a Thursday against Ottawa.
Yeah, Thursdays are tough.
I was just thinking, like, if it was a weekend night, though, which game are you most likely more, you know, you and any other Golden Knights fan, which night is tougher? Because a Tuesday night against Nashville, everybody's fired up. The Thursday against Ottawa, but if it was a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah,
you know, it don't matter who you're playing on a Friday or Saturday.
Right?
It's hard Thursday because Song of the Week's on Friday and things like that. Thursdays are miserable.
Oh, yeah. You're not going. You're
I can't.
Not going, are you?
There's no, unless I've written a song ahead of time, no. And then you got to study for Spence's Challenge, all that kind of stuff. So.
Airplane etiquette. Is it okay to stand right next to the gate before your group gets called to board? Yes or no?
No. You have to wait until you're called.
Spence?
Yeah, you can't. Just get out of the way.
But I hover. When it's time to go, I'm there.
There's a bubble.
I'm ready
there's
to
a,
go.
There's an invisible bubble around the gate, and you can hang on the outskirts, but
right,
not too close.
Right.
You've seen the people that hang out right next to, like, the gate attendant person that's waiting to go in, yeah, and they're blocking people as they're trying to get through because they're group A, yeah, and you're group C.
It's like an elevator. Let people off the plane. Let people off the plane and let the others who are getting on get on.
Exactly.
That's right. Is it okay to say hi to the person next to you when you sit down?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, of course.
Unless they're already asleep or they're making it known their presence, like they're putting on their...
If you're already asleep and the plane hasn't even taken off yet, then you've got
it's called narcolepsy, I believe it's what the
title is. You're not thinking this through. Nobody's sleeping before the plane takes off. Nobody is. Asking a stranger to switch seats so you can sit with somebody, okay or not okay?
Give it a shot, sure.
No, not okay. No. They've already established their seat, no.
They've established it. I own this seat.
It's just uncomfortable.
You have to
be okay with the no.
You have to
be okay with being told no, and you can't get mad, and you can't go, they're an a-hole.
True.
No, they're not. You're the a-hole for not, you know,
right,
for not getting your seats. Is it okay to recline? Spence and I are going to fight. Is it okay to recline your seat?
Yes.
The seat is designed to recline. It barely reclines as it is. I've paid for this seat. It reclines. I'm reclining it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is totally okay, but if someone stands up and they put their hand on your seat and you recline.
It's a different thing entirely. It's a different thing entirely. This the reclined seat. I understand those who do.
Oh, that's nice.
I understand those who do. I don't do it. Okay, so when you get up, is it okay to grab the seat in front of you to get up?
Absolutely not.
You old fart.
No.
Jesus, push yourself up by the armrest. Are you so out of shape and so weak? Is your leg strength so weak? It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But somebody yanks you backwards because they can't get up.
Never it. Okay. Never.
You can tell I just hate it.
I can tell.
It's my least favorite. Oh, and by the way, anything you're doing messing around in that little pocket on the one that's in front of you, stop playing with my lower back region. Do you understand? And when you shove your knee into the seat in front of you because you're getting every inch of space that you can possibly, you know, get out of it, that's my lower back, dude.
I've never noticed the pocket, a knee, of course, or a kick, but the pocket messing around with putting their phone in the pocket, or I've never noticed that.
So, I mean, you know, like over,
yeah,
overly,
over the top.
Yeah,
right.
Overly. Bringing outside food like McDonald's on the plane. Okay, not okay. Kayla.
Not okay.
Lil Jess.
Definitely okay.
Spence.
Yeah, right, it's okay.
Stop stinking up the plane.
Yeah.
Seriously. Is your blood sugar so freaking low that you can't wait? I've got to get the Burger King in Terminal B.
Oh, Burger King's bad on a plane.
Bring
too,
it on.
Man.
What's the difference? Stop
I'm
it.
Hungry and I want to eat.
Oh my
this
god!
This is a shared space.
Thank you. Well, you, wait.
She
you
do
switch,
it.
Are you switching your answer?
No, it's a shared space, so I can eat my food.
No, you know
what?
Like, the fast sure. food's okay for me, actually. It's no. just when people get like the tuna salad, the pre-made tuna salad from like the little concession right outside the gate.
Plan
I'm like,
better.
Come on.
Plan better. If somebody Please. Falls asleep on your shoulder, do you wake them up?
Hell yes. Get off my shoulder.
Never acceptable. Never acceptable.
Really? Because you are so non-confrontational.
do not get one of those like pillows that hold you straight up.
No, that's
and down.
Not the point. The person has fallen asleep on your shoulder.
That's
and you're
what I'm waking
saying, them up.
No, yeah, you okay. Totally wake them up.
Because you wouldn't. Yeah. You're not being honest.
Yeah, you're not
you
being
are
honest.
That's not non-confrontational.
I am non-confrontational, but I will not accept someone laying on top of me.
Unless his name is Boudoir.
Yes.
Her boyfriend.
And even then.
Clapping when the plane touches down.
Oh, stop it.
Hate that.
Only if it's a Buddy really bad landing.
I remember you telling me Buddy does it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we've been guilty of it after a couple of cocktails, but I still hate it. So.
No, but you know what? Kay, Jess had a good point. If it's one of those coming into Vegas and the heat vent thing, whatever, and the plane's mm-hmm. bopping and everything, and you're like, ah!
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
There's a rule that I didn't know
they
I was
breaking.
They
can't hear you. Oh, they can't hear
you're
you.
Acknowledging in the space.
It's a shared space. Oh, wait, I can't clap. I'm still. Let me finish my Burger King.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who is our contestant today?
Mark Otero from Henderson.
Hello, Mr. Otero. How are you feeling? Smart?
Yeah, somewhat.
I was like, going, hey, you feeling smart? And they go, let me check. let me see. Well, here's the deal. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show because that's too easy. What do we say instead?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Are you going to be Cootering today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. You. No use in it. 30 seconds on the clock, Mr. Otero. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. On the 10th anniversary of the Office episode where Jim and Pam get married, who created a Twitter storm? Trademark Chet Buchanan Show 2019. Twitter storm. Who created a Twitter storm? By suggesting that Jim and Pam are now divorced. Yeah, take your time, bro.
Mark?
I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter.
Okay, then. What Vegas, since we're all just taking our time.
I hate that show, too.
What Vegas NASCAR driver flipped their car and stuck the landing yesterday at Talladega?
Oh, my God.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't.
That
mean
was
to laugh.
Extremely uncomfortable. I'm like,
That was the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, forget about 5 questions. I don't think he said 5 words.
No, we lasted about 20 seconds in the first one.
We thought he hung up. We thought really? He hung up. There was so much silence. We thought he, for a minute, I thought he hung up.
Yeah. It's like finally after about 10 seconds, Mark?
Leisurely is the word that comes to mind.
It's really? Funny because yeah. When I answered, he was so ready. I was like, Mark's got this.
Yeah, and then I go, you feeling smart today? And he's like,
Something tells me Mark doesn't know the concept of 30 seconds. Maybe he's like, he doesn't realize the time.
On. You knew there was only 30 seconds, right, Mark?
Yeah, my phone was breaking up. That was my excuse.
The phone.
That's my excuse.
That's what I do. I blame phone.
Mark's played before, I think. The name looks familiar. Have you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've already put him back on hold.
Oh, but my bad.
Let's get to yours. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when they read the first one. On the 10th anniversary of the Office episode where Jim and Pam get married, who created a Twitter storm, copyright 2019, Chet Buchanan Show, Twitter storm, by, all one word, by suggesting that they are now divorced?
Chrissy Teigen.
What Vegas NASCAR driver flipped their car and stuck the landing yesterday at Talladega?
Casey Affleck.
I didn't expect anybody to know this one, but I just wanted to be able to tell the story. Somebody won over $262,000 worth of cash and stuff on which game show yesterday?
Price is Right.
Jeff Bezos says the smartest thing they ever did at Amazon was outlawing what at meetings?
Talking.
Whose TV show parents were there to cheer them on Dancing with the Stars last night? 3 seconds.
Sean Spicer.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Who would Sean Spicer's TV show parents be?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like,
I didn't hear TV show. I just heard parents.
Well, this whole thing was just a mess.
Right?
Not if I win, it wasn't.
You had a pretty good chance.
And I think, yeah, I think his chances were strong.
What a lot of pressure going in.
No,
when
I thought you, I think you could tell I was even a little more relaxed heading into this. All right, on the 10th anniversary of The Office episode where Jim and Pam get married, who created a Twitter storm by suggesting that they are now divorced? And Mark, did he say anything?
I don't know.
That's how Jim Bob Cooter.
No, there was a Bob solid Cooter. 10 to 12 seconds of silence.
Chet even lowered the timer too. Like, dude, are you there?
Hello?
No, I thought we lost you. But I got to be honest, that was awesome. It really
so
was.
So funny.
Spence said.
Chrissy Teigen.
Anytime there's a Twitter storm. You know what? You most times, if there's something about Twitter, you could say Chrissy Teigen and have a pretty good shot at getting it right.
You're right. I mean, honestly, you're right.
Same thing in What Hollywood Star, blah, 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 Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. What Vegas NASCAR driver flipped their car and stuck the landing yesterday at Talladega? Mark said.
Oh, my God. And then
pause,
the buzzer went off.
Long pause. And that was it. About 3 seconds later, the time was out. Oh, wow. Spence said.
Casey Affleck?
That's really funny, Casey Affleck.
I don't know NASCAR.
Kyle Busch.
Well, Brendan Gaughan and their family owns South Point.
Oh, awesome.
And a long time racer, one of the greatest guys you will ever come upon. And that's what everybody noted. The car went up in the air, so he got sideways towards the end of Talladega. Yesterday, I had to run it on Monday because they had rain on Sunday. And he just kind of got pushed, and he got sideways, and then another car kind of got up underneath him. So he is now at some 170 miles an hour, is now doing a full flip sideways in the air.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And the car lands on its wheels like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
And he was laughing about it afterwards because he laughs about most things.
Wow.
And just thank God he's safe.
Yeah.
And he wasn't hurt. He's like, I grew up dirt racing. He goes, if you're not flipping while you're dirt racing, you're not doing it right. So that's no big deal. He goes, actually, that's the best thing to be because you're in the air and you're not getting beat up.
Yeah.
He goes, coming down sometimes isn't so great. But, wow. Hey, Mom, I'm okay. It's all good. So, yeah, Brendan Gaughan. I just wanted to tell the story.
Gotcha.
Somebody won over $262,000 worth of stuff on which game show yesterday? And Mark, yeah.
Has no time.
And
ma'am.
And Spence.
Price is right.
Booyah, booyah. There's two. And Jeff Bezos says the smartest thing they ever did at Amazon was outlawing what at meetings, Spence said?
Talking.
PowerPoint presentations.
Oh,
it's,
yes, PowerPoint.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. No PowerPoint because meetings suck.
Yeah.
They all suck. Are you listening, boss? Meetings suck. Cuban won't even have them. Mark Cuban won't have them.
Really?
He goes, unless you're writing me a check, we're not having a meeting. Like, he won't even do lunch or
That's
any of that
crazy.
Stuff. Unless you're writing me a check, I'm not having a meeting. I love that. And then whose TV show parents were there to cheer them on Dancing with the Stars last night in Spence?
Sean Spicer.
No, James Vanderbeek. His Dawson's Creek parents were there last night, which is kind of funny. And wow, Spence burning it up too. It's one and
two. Booyah.
And two.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Lil Jess, who is on the phone right now? Oh, I should turn your mic on. There we go. That's helpful.
Deanna Lee Kaiser from Blue Diamond.
Sometimes Lil Jess's mic is right next to the guest mic.
Oh, and so you hit that one.
I'm like, oh, dang it. I'm in a hurry over here. DLK, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding. Not as good as you, though. Jonas Brothers tickets. And then there is a drawing coming up on Friday. Somebody is going to the front row.
Awesome.
That's
even better.
That's a beautiful. Well, but still not the best part.
No, because Kayla's got a joke.
Kayla's got a joke. I like it when they catch on and they deliver that line perfectly.
Perfect.
No, it is not. Because Kayla's got a joke.
Why did the sailor ground his son?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second.
What?
What happened to the b-hole joke?
I'm not telling the b-hole joke.
Why are you encouraging this? It's not a good joke.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
I
want to
hear
that
the b-hole joke.
Well, hold on a second. Is the let me, I'm just trying to define terms.
Yeah.
So we're concerned with whether the jokes are good or not?
No, I don't expect them to be good, but I like to be surprised when they are good, and I already know the b-hole.
Well, maybe if you guys would quit doing the show when the mics are off.
I just didn't think that I could use.
Honestly,
think
they have their
the
own little show in here while the mics are on. I'm like, guys, can we just keep it for on the air? No, it's telling jokes back and forth and whatever.
Well, I didn't think that one would make it to the air, so I wanted to
tell
share
that one
it with
for. Hang on, you know what? We'll let DLK decide which one should have been on the air. So, what's the first one?
What has two b-holes?
What has two b-holes, DLK?
What has two b-holes?
What does have two b-holes?
The letter B.
Because it's got holes. Because it's got holes in it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what has one p-hole?
No, we're not doing that one.
No.
Well,
that's the show we were doing off the air that we said we shouldn't. I don't understand.
I'm not impressed.
The letter P.
There's such a disconnect.
You know, when you need security, just let me know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
I like my second joke better, though.
Okay, what's the second one?
Why did the sailor ground his son?
Wait, what?
Why did the sailor ground his son?
Yeah, why did the sailor ground his son?
His grades are below sea level.
Jesus. How's it going?
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLUC. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a B1's court at 702-364-9898. The email reads as follows. One of my best friends, we've known each other for a long time, 10 plus years, celebrated birthday on Saturday. Plan was that we were all going to meet ahead of time at around 10. My boyfriend and I get there and everything's fine. There's about 20 or so friends hanging out. They kind of figured they were going to be there early, right?
Yeah.
They kind of figured they were going to be one of the first ones. Come to find out, there was a birthday dinner before the meetup.
Oh.
That the friend and her quote-unquote closest friends had dinner first. Of course, at that point, you think you're one of the closest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, she's not. I didn't make a scene, but I was hurt, and we left about 15 minutes after finding out the news. She's texted me 3 times today, and I haven't responded. I don't know if I ever will. Is she being petty?
No. Everyone's felt this at one point, right? Like, I know I've felt this before in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hurtful. Like, why even invite me if you're just going to have, like, a pre-party?
Somebody that you want to be better. And I realize it often has a lot to do with me. You know what I mean? When I feel that way.
Yeah.
But not this one. This one to me sucks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
It's like a second tier. Like you're throwing, like, I don't know why.
But then the other side of it is, okay, well, maybe that's reality. And it depends on whether you're okay with it. And she's not. So keep it pushing.
Then why have a party at all? That's my whole thing. Like, why even throw anything at all if all you're going to do is you're going to segregate, like, oh, let's go to dinner first and then we'll go hang out with those schlubs.
Yeah, that sucks a bunch.
It does.
That sucks a bunch. Like, let's all of us, like, you're just a... I'm just going to say it. You're all just a bunch of bitches.
I feel like I've been guilty of this before. So our mutual friend, had a 30th birthday last year and I was kind of helping her sister coordinate the whole thing. So we planned like a pre-drinking session at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, you suck.
I know. And now thinking back to it, I go, oh, man. But there was just the 4 of us. It wasn't like there was like a intimate group. And then we went and joined up with everyone else. It was kind of the distractor and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So no. That's different. You're
different?
Setting up the surprise party?
Yeah.
No, of course that's different.
Okay.
How is he going to do it then?
I just didn't want people to...
What are all these 50 people doing here? Oh, do we yell surprise now or do you go out and you come back in?
Don't ruin the surprise. No, the surprise is
okay,
later.
Okay.
How do you do the surprise party?
Because I don't want to not include people that
I understand,
like,
but it's a surprise party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why you're fighting for this because it's a surprise party. You've got it set
because
up.
Because I know how this feels and that's my whole thing is I don't want to...
Okay, yeah. But can we get away from that? Because that's not the same.
Okay.
It's totally different. If they had a pre-dinner and then you, It's like they had a VIP party.
Yeah, and you weren't VIP enough. We jokingly talked about when we got married that we'd have a B-list barbecue, jokingly. And the idea was only people that we wanted at the wedding, but we also wanted gifts. So if you didn't make the list to the wedding, you could come to the B-list barbecue and we'd serve you. But no, obviously we wouldn't do that because it would suck, much like this sucks for them.
We were, when we got married, we decided to do the whole thing with the suite at the Seahawks game. So there were only 48 people. There's room for 50 in the thing. My wife and I,
we
got to go too. Yeah. Or the last two, however, you know, whatever the case may be. And then it's only 48 other people. And there were people that were bummed.
Yeah.
But once we explained it, you know, then it's like, okay, after you, because honestly, 50 goes quick. 48 goes quick.
Yeah. Right.
When you've got both sides of the family and you got people flying in and all that kind of stuff, it goes quick. But there are still people to this day that'd be like, yeah, so, you know, because I've said, we need to recreate that. We need to do this another, maybe for the fifth anniversary. And then that came and went. And then you hope, we really need it. And they'll say, well, am I on the list?
Oh, the list.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
The list.
The list is always hard.
Okay, but if you're not on the list, you're the backup. 702.
Yeah.
Is this petty? Is it? At first, I'm like, it's petty. But then, well, maybe reality is a cold, you know, slap in the face with a fish.
Right.
I don't know. 702-364-9898. We'd love to hear what you think. Right now, it's a P1's court.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
As far as this P1's court goes about being a, what do you call it, a backup friend, a second-tier friend, I've gone back and forth on this 17 times. Saturday night, there was a birthday party. Everybody was supposed to meet up. Ooh, Golden Tiki. Ooh.
Hey.
The Golden Tiki.
Love the Golden Tiki as well.
There's a shrunken head of you there.
There's a shrunken head of me there.
Oh, that's right.
And now that, and then when they, and then now when they do actual, when they do actual stars and stuff, I'm like, what? They're gonna move me out of there soon.
No, they.
I mean, they're gonna put it, you know, like next door or so or something.
Actually,
Randy Couture is coming. Is the next one.
That's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
But your celebrity in this town is just as big as virtually anybody in that place.
Does that make you a second tier friend?
Yeah, second tier.
If they move me out of the case, if they move my shrunken head out of the other case, anyway, I'm being very humble about that because that's pretty cool. But Golden Tiki, we love Golden Tiki.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to go to Golden Tiki, and then everybody's already there. The party meet around 10, so they go a little bit early, thinking that they'll get there and order their drinks and be, you know, and Golden Tiki gets busy.
Yeah,
and there's already 20 people there. They're like, what the hell? Apparently, there was a dinner before the bar meetup. So they'd already been, there was already the closest friends. Drea said something really great on Twitter. Stop being mean bees to people who care about you. And I'm sure it wasn't intentional, or was it? Well, although the lack of caring is almost just as mean as if it was on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they don't care. They don't care enough about you to care about you.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to come up with a reason why that they wouldn't be invited to the dinner to begin with. You know what I mean? Was it a small restaurant? Was it?
Yeah,
was
you,
it at her
you kind of want
house?
Justification behind it. I just look at it as like those are the people that are always you're always calling them and they're never calling you. That's how I look at it.
Jen and Eliante says this is okay. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, sometimes you want to have, like, to Spence's point a little while ago, a smaller dinner, or maybe it was just her family. I don't know how many friends were invited to the dinner. And then you want to, you know, open it up to your broad group of friends to go out for drinks or the club, whatever they were doing. And, you know, that's okay to not want 100 people at dinner and meet up afterwards. Now, I would say, I think she should have told her beforehand, hey, a meeting, so-and-so, blah, 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 for a dinner. But, we want to keep it small, so meet up with us later. I'd love to, you know, hang out with you for the rest of the night.
Which, by the way, it looks like just about everybody on the phone thinks that this is all right.
Really?
If I'm reading the screen correctly, it looks like there are a lot of folks that are like, yeah, this happens. Angie in Summerlin, you do this.
In Southwest,
Yes, I do this.
What's up, Morales? I didn't realize it was you. Hi, Ange. Okay, I trust you. You do this.
Yeah, like that's why I celebrate my birthday all month long, because I want to see everyone, but I don't want to see them all at once because it gives me anxiety. So I like get groups of people together at separate times that get along the best, that I'm closer to, people that I'm more just acquaintances with, but they're a good time, so I want to celebrate. And it's nothing personal. I want everyone to have a good time, just not all at the same time, because I don't have a good time and I'll probably pass out or something. So I think it's normal and fine. But if any of them think I need to talk to you about the status of our friendship, then fine, we can talk about it, but I'm probably going to lie to make you feel better.
That is tough, too. I want to talk about the status of our friendship.
God, can you imagine
you're
that?
Too dramatic at that point, aren't you?
Yeah, Khalid's Can We Just Talk playing in the background.
Ah.
Oh, I don't want to.
Kehlani on the west side, you say it's not petty.
Yes, it is definitely not petty, because there's just certain people that, you know, I tell people straight up, like, hey, I like you, but guess what? I like Jessica better. You know, there's an A list and there's a B list. Like, straight up and down, this is definitely not petty. You know, it's like having everyone has that group of people where if you're really bored, you have a sushi buddy. You know, you have your best friends, your A-list, and then you have your, sushi buddies. I could go have sushi with them. Let me call Craig.
Let me call Craig.
I'm just...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Everybody that said this makes so much sense.
But it's swaying me a little bit.
I have ridiculous anxiety listening to this. Why?
Oh, because I didn't realize it. It's FOMO. Like, I don't want to be treated like this. I want to be at the dinner and I want to be at the party.
Yeah.
But it's because I have FOMO. I don't want to miss out on things.
I don't want anybody, and I don't want anybody to feel this way.
No, exactly. Of course not.
That's what it is. It's FOMO. It's so bad.
And it's rampant insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
I mean, and I get that. I get it.
Yeah, and the FOMO is because of the insecurity, and you want to be part of that. And I'm not invited.
I'm not insecure about a lot. I'm insecure about this. Even when I was giving you guys a hard time about not inviting me on Friday for drinks. Oh, did I bring that up again? Oh, sorry.
You also declared last week about plausible deniability, and that's why you don't go hang out in situations like that.
Okay, thanks. Now I feel so much better. That's great. Don't try to justify your crappy actions by my comments. No, but it was. But there. Yeah, no, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is so bad. This is so bad. Hot Ryan in the Northwest. Who, again, we trust you as well. And you're saying kind of what everybody else is saying too, though, that there are tiers of friends.
Yeah, I've often thought that there are tiers of friends. There are people that, you know, you go to first, and then if they're unavailable, you go to your next tier of friends. But I will say it sucks out loud to have somebody be your tier one friend and you're their tier two, three,
yes.
Anything but one.
Yes.
So it does suck. And I agree. I'm not going to use FOMO because I think that's ridiculous, but it does kind of suck. Like I wasn't invited. Oh, that cuts me to my core.
No, that's what it is. You just nailed it. This is what has happened. We didn't have a name for who wrote the email, but okay. It sucks when you're off on your tier levels.
Yeah,
you think they're a tier one friend to you, but you're a tier three friend to them.
Oh,
right.
You love them so much; they think you're just okay.
You know,
I feel like
that's
how our friendship is. Like I consider you a tier one friend, but then
you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're you're to your family.
Oh hell yes. God, that makes me actually feel really, really good.
Oh
no,
you're really.
Because I don't want
to
bug
you. Do you really
think
I'm tier one?
No, I don't want to bug you and you're super busy all the time. So like I'm like, should I text Chet? Oh, I won't text him.
Stand by, Hot Ryan. We're having a moment right now. We're having a breakthrough in our relationship.
Love it.
Stand by.
But okay. You and I are very similar in our texting chain. So like sometimes I'll text and I know you've seen it, but you're busy, so you don't respond back. But I do the same thing to you when you were texting. I'm like, I'll get to it in a bit, and then I let it go. And I'm like, damn it, just answer it back.
Am I a not responder?
No, yeah. You're very good about it most times, but there are times that you don't respond.
You're not a responder sometimes, but you're busy. So
exactly.
I expect it.
What a horrible, I'm
it's
never
not
that
horrible.
Busy.
No, but then that's when I go through the tier level contemplation where I'm like, oh, I'm not tier one anymore.
Look what you've done, Hot Ryan. Look what you've done.
No, I feel like that was a breakthrough. She understands. She is tier one. You said she's family.
No, and you're brilliant. honestly, that's brilliant. It's when the tier levels are off.
Yeah.
That this becomes a problem. That you're like, I thought, and in fact, I went back and just looked at the email. I thought we were, hang on, where is it? I thought I was one of her closest friends, but I guess I'm not.
I hope we inspire all our different tier level friends to meet at Starbucks today and really discuss where they are in their relationships.
Just, I got an idea. Just be nice to people. Yeah, right. And by the way, don't do the pre-dinner. Don't do the pre-dinner. It just causes problems. Just everybody meet at the bar. It's fine.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Let's talk about her, even though she's in the room. Do you know, is little Jess an only child or does she have siblings? Do you know? Don't look at her.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I know.
What is it?
She's only.
That's what I thought. Is she only?
She's only.
You're only? You're only child, right?
Yes.
Me too. Me and you. Me and you. The reason why I bring that up is because one third of people say that their mom had a favorite child and they're pretty sure it's not them. However, with both of you, mom had a favorite child and it is you, isn't it?
Not me.
It's not you?
No.
I thought it was. I thought you were the favored one.
No, I'm the best one, but not the favorite.
It's your cop brother, right?
Yeah, my cop brother Dave is.
Oh,
is
that's
the
right, because Dave, yeah. Dave's closer and does stuff for her.
They're tighter.
They're buddies.
Yeah.
But you're the best one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Duh. Please.
Hey, according to you.
When you're the only one that moves out of town and you live separately from everybody else, you made it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And you got a ticket to see Manilow. So
but you're the favorite, right?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm the favorite by
far.
It's
not even close.
Yeah. There's a shrine of me at my parents' house, okay?
Yeah. Cheerleading shrine.
Weird.
You know what's funny? Anybody else could say that, and I would go, I don't like you much. really, I go, you're not the type of people that I like. You? That makes perfect sense. And I want to contribute.
That's why you're tier one buddies right there.
Kayla and I, that's why we're at.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app.
Every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
There was just a wealth of stupid survey stuff out there today, which I like it for stuff for us to discuss.
Yeah.
But now I really have become the guy that goes, how much are you spending on this? There's got to be a better use of your money.
Okay.
Even if you just paid the one guy that stands out there like at Galleria, like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? No, I just want to go get a pretzel. You know what I mean? Where they do that.
Get out of the way. I'm going to Andy Ann's.
early, because that's where they hang out.
Yeah.
He's got to buy there. No, early in our relationship, I did that to my future wife. Could we ask you a few questions? No, I have to go to the bathroom, but she would love to talk to you. I literally dumped my mom. She was so mad, sort of.
That's funny.
She was mad. She's like, yeah, good one. Okay, so, all right. They talked to 1,500 people who use their phones for work, and they were asked how hard it would be to give up certain things. The hardest thing for them to quit would be Wi-Fi. They thought Wi-Fi would be the toughest to give up. 23% would rather stop bathing. 19% would rather give up all human contact than to go without Wi-Fi.
Really?
You practically have no human contact now.
Yeah, with the Wi-Fi, sure.
You're sitting there in front of your TV scrolling through Facebook. Look at this video. Honestly, that's my wife. That's our relationship. That's it.
My biggest struggle is that I have to disconnect from Wi-Fi sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It sucks so hard, so I have to just go off my plan.
Well, we have amazing Wi-Fi at my house. And that's what we do. Amy shows me puppy videos, and I show her like the kid Charlie. I don't know if you saw that one. Charlie, the spider thing jumps out at Charlie. They're like at Target or something. And the spider thing jumps out at Charlie, Halloween display. And Charlie, who's all of about, what, two?
Maybe.
Two and a half?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, because he doesn't speak very well. Charlie, it is the, for hockey fans, it is the equivalent of Charlie drops the mitts immediately and just goes full smoke on him.
Hilarious.
Like, no,
they have to pull him off of him. We're going outside, Charlie.
Yeah, they go, that's enough. That's enough. And he goes, I want to hit it. Mom goes, let's go outside. Mm-hmm. So what would you rather give up? Doing it, junk food, or Wi-Fi?
Junk food. Because yeah, I need to be more disciplined about that. If I wanted to, if I'm being realistic, I think the easiest to give up would probably be doing it.
The people in this survey said Wi-Fi.
What?
That it would be the hardest to give up. Wi-Fi would be the hardest to give up. Wi-Fi would be the hardest to give up. Giving up doing it is second, and giving up junk food is third.
Really?
Of the hardest to give up.
I agree. The Wi-Fi would be the hardest. It's all-encompassing. I'm working at home, working here. I need to be on Wi-Fi.
And combining the things, yes, many of use the Wi-Fi while they're doing it. If you needed to know.
Yeah,
and you
it.
Say,
noted.
Oh, no, and you're like, I did that last night.
Well, unless you're... Never mind.
Inspiration. The word you're looking for is inspiration.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you know they're doing a big 25th anniversary Friends celebration in town?
No.
Bellagio fountains are going to be Friends-themed. Watching the Moore Show on Fox 5 right now.
Huh.
Lest you go, hey, wait a minute.
Interesting.
October 18th and 19th. That's this weekend. Oh, that's crazy. This weekend, and the Rembrandts, the ones who did the
that's
how does
great.
It go?
I'll be there for you.
Yeah.
It'll be way better than that, though.
Probably.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of cool.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, little Jess, who is contestant number one, please? Sorry, I turned that on. I was...
Sadie Winters from Summerlin.
Well, don't be mad. I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm not mad.
You're mad at
you got to get out of your feelings there. I am not mad.
Well, then you can't look away from me and go.
I was already looking away.
It looks like you're mad.
No, you know I'm having upper back problems.
Well, so then maybe I'm not the one in my feelings. I'm just saying. Sadie, what's your buzzer going to be?
Go Knights. I won last time without the last go. I know you're already going to come away.
Go Knights go.
Yeah, it's got to be go Knights go. Otherwise, it's...
Huh? No. Last time I played, like last week or 2 weeks ago, I played, and I just did go Knights, and I won. But don't mess with my juju here.
Don't mess with a streak.
Yeah,
okay.
I suppose.
I can appreciate that.
If we lose to Nashville tonight, it's your fault.
It's on you, Sadie.
All right, then. Contestant number two?
Manny Flores from the East Side.
All right, Manny, what's your buzzer going to be?
Go Saints.
Well, this shouldn't be. This shouldn't pose any sort of problem at all.
No judgments or corrections on anything I say regarding who buzzed in first.
Yeah, that is true, because Spence is the judge of who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned.
Thank you.
Any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So whose ex-wife wants sole custody of their 6-year-old daughter? Is it Chris Pratt, Jeremy Renner, or Josh Brolin?
Go Saints.
Manny.
B.
Well, B is Jeremy Renner, and that's the right that's the right answer.
Manny, and you can hear Manny in his head going ABC ABC ABC
yeah,
ABC, ABC ABC.
I don't know. I didn't really hear what she said.
B.
Okay, I'll settle on B. Go in the middle, bro. One zip, Manny, as we go to question two.
So which megastar gets her haircut at Supercuts? Is it Ava Mendez, Cameron Diaz, or Selma Hayek?
Oh, go Saints.
Manny again.
Selma Hayek?
Is it Selma Hayek? No.
Sadie, is it Ava Mendez or Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz?
Is it Cameron Diaz? No, it's Ava Mendez.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Mendez. It's still one zip, Manny, as we go to the all-important third and final question. Earlier today, we were talking about how people spend over $2,400 on impulse purchases per year. and regret a whole ton of them. So we'll make this all-important third and final question worth 2,400 game-winning points.
The new Catwoman will be A, Shailene Woodley.
Go Saints.
Manny.
Zoe Kravitz.
Is it going to be Zoe Kravitz? He sounded very confident. Here's what's crazy.
He's
if,
right.
If Manny gets it, well, all right, then. Trust me. Nobody wants to be done with this more than me. So, Manny, you're the winner. And Saudi, I'm telling you, it should have been Go Knights Go. I think that would have helped you.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right, I guess.
Maybe.
I'll take Knights out over and over. Over and over.
All right. Have a lovely day. Have a great day. We'll see you.
Bye.
You have nothing. Just nothing. Oh, wait. She gets to win, too.
Yeah.
I forgot. Everybody wins. But Manny gets to choose first. Manny Flores of the East Side. He gets to choose first because he's today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world.
Why don't we start with Spence today?
I love buildings and development. That's why I'm so excited anytime I go down towards the strip to see the progress on the Raiders stadium.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at the RJ's website today, and they've got an update on the MSG Sphere. Now, if you don't know what that is, this is 18,000 seat. It's a sphere, obviously, venue that's east of the Venetian. And it's like Madison Square Garden, you know, and the Sands putting it together. So there's big money behind it.
Yeah.
And they've got like the 80,000 square foot basement done, and you can actually see the shape of a circle, and it just gets me excited.
Concert venue, right? This is the idea was not for like basketball or anything like that, like a concert and convention thing.
Yeah, a very unique venue with this technology that will basically encompass the entire audience in views that'll go all the way up and around you. Like
it's
you're in a
the
forest.
Coolest.
Yeah.
So when I was in the High Roller last week, we looked because you could see it from the top of the High Roller. It is the coolest thing, it being built.
I've been to Fremont Street.
By the way, speaking of which,
yeah, also,
the new Fremont Street thing.
Insane.
Is yeah. insane.
Yeah.
It looks like stuff's falling on you and it's like, ah! Anyway.
It's really fun.
I love stuff
What's
like this.
What's it like?
Thank you for that.
So, not you, Chet, but the MSG Sphere.
Oh,
you
wait a minute.
The greatest person in the world.
I'm not greatest today. I'm hanging on by a thread. Kayla, what do you got?
Okay, so the greatest thing that could ever happen to Instagram happened about 3 hours ago. Jennifer Aniston is on the gram, people. The goddess Jennifer Aniston just joined the gram, and the best way that she could have joined the gram is posting a photo of her and the Friends cast, all six of them,
pretty cool
together. I don't know if the pic was taken recently or whatever, but regardless, it is a photo of all six of them just hanging out, and they look awesome. And by the way, this photo, every like minute, is getting like 10,000 more likes. It's just
as
growing.
As long as somebody reminds her of the Kylie Jenner hoochie selfie requirement, then I think we'll all be okay with this.
So Jennifer Aniston, you is
the greatest person in the world.
She practically jumped out of her chair, pointing.
She did.
You is.
Oh my god, guys! In the amount of time it took me there,
did you see
Can
how?
Can we little Jess, please?
I got to give this one to Kayla, okay? Because other day, she told me, "Little Jess, I always got your back." And today, my back has been hurting.
It's true.
And I asked her if she would massage the upper part of my back. Yeah. And she has twice already. So that girl, when she says she got your back, she's got your back.
They didn't even make us light candles or dim the lights or anything. It wasn't weird at all.
So, Kayla, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Two firefighters in Utah show up to a car crash last weekend. Walked away with a manicure.
Hmm?
Nobody seriously injured in the accident. There's a little girl that was in one of the cars. And her mom's getting checked out by the paramedics. And, of course, she's freaking out a little bit because they've been in a car accident.
Yeah.
So that's when North Davis Battalion Chief Alan Hadley and Captain Kevin Lloyd came to the rescue. See what they did there? Uh-huh. They're firefighters. It was a thing. And they came to the rescue. here's the quote. After noticing the child was holding bottles of fingernail polish, these two officers started talking to her about the polish, and they asked if she would paint their nails. Within minutes, the child was calmly painting their nails and had forgotten about the accident that she had just experienced. Aww. Great job, Chief Hadley and Captain Lloyd, for providing awesome customer service to one of our young citizens And kudos to these great guys that serve our community. It's just the little things that make a huge difference. This has gone viral. Of the two guys with, I believe that's a lovely violet, maybe a fuchsia, purplish. But really, really, really great and great thinking. You know, I talk about this organization TIP.
Yes, all the time, trauma
intervention program. It's kind of a similar thing. Just getting in there and getting people's minds off of the tragedy sometimes is just as important as the first aid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, way to go, you two Utah firefighters, Alan Hadley and Kevin Lloyd. You just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Aw, I love this. I don't know why. I have such an affinity for her. Who's on the phone, Lil Jess?
Lori Fortner, Green Valley.
Every time, and Lori knows this too, every time she calls, I'm so happy. I'm just so happy.
And you make me so happy just being happy.
Do we even know, have we ever met?
You know what? I don't believe so. I've seen you up at the toy drive every year, but I don't think I've actually ever went up and said, hey, I'm Lori. This year, I think I will.
Well, I don't think you're allowed. No, I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed. But
you come down.
No, that's not how that works.
Right.
Never.
That's right. You do at the end.
Yeah, but every time I see it on my screen, Lori Fortner from Green Valley, I'm like, yay!
Yep.
Speaking of toy drive,
it's like Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I'll wait to see up on that little scaffolding then. That's what I'll do.
That little scaffolding, the 30-foot thing, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, the little one. We're just breaking out the little one this year.
Yeah.
I'll wave.
Well, so here's the deal. And see, this is great because I think this is why there's no problem between Lori and I, because we're on the same page. But when you get these things off just a little bit, it can really ruin your friendship. What is it?
Friendship tears.
Your friendship tears.
Yeah.
If they are a tier one friend to you and you love them to death and you do anything for them and you would drop everything just to breathe the same air that they're in.
But they look at you like you're a tier three friend.
They look at you like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with them alone.
But he laughs loud when we're out at the bar, and I don't like that song.
I only like them because they like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's a real problem. Yeah. It really is. But you and I don't have that problem, Lori. We're eye to eye.
Oh, no.
No.
You are absolutely my tier one friend.
And you will. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You said tier one?
What should it be?
I'm joking. I'm joking. And maybe you can.
Tier three friend? Wait, are we not on the same page?
No. We're totally tier one friends. We're totally tier one friends. And maybe you can be tier one friends with Paula Abdul. You've got tickets for the Forever Your Girl residency at the Flamingo, and you may even be going backstage to meet her, which is fun.
I love her. Yeah. I do. I love her.
Us too. All right. Have a great day. We got to run.
Thank you.
And by the way, backstage at the Flamingo is always cool too, because there's so much history.
Yeah.
There's so many things that have gone on there, and you look around and you kind of take a big deep breath in, and you go, number one, it's smaller than you might imagine.
Right.
But number two, you go, wow, all the stars that have been through here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. Hey, thank you to our buddies at Tropical Smoothie Cafe with a new jerk chicken quesadilla. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, eat better, feel better, and well, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Everybody,
then.
Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Come on, everyone.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.